The ongoing pandemic has illustrated the need to pivot to remote health care. The Freeman Foundation, Hawaii Community Foundation, and HMSA have partnered to provide $1.3 million in grants to 14 federally qualified health centers across the state in order to boost telehealth service. We continue our telehealth conversation with Dr. Emmanuel Kintu of the Kalihi Palama Health Center. He sat down to talk to HBR's Jason Ubai about the pushback to telemedicine.
Has there been some pushback? Because I know there's always some level of hesitancy for change and technology. So have you seen any pushback on adopting telehealth when you see that it's a workable situation?
Yes, we've got patients who refuse to use telehealth. We've got patients, especially some of our seniors, seniors who have language needs as well. There are some who've said no, and there are some who have really struggled with this. So you can start a telehealth with a person and maybe run into some issues with the person being able to use the tool. For instance, picture in mind a person who has a wound, and you're talking about how it is that you can take care of that wound, and you want to see what the wound looks like, and you ask them to take their smartphone and get the picture of the wound so that you can see the wound. They take the smartphone, they go to the wound, but then the smartphone continues to spin because of you're moving the smartphone, you're changing the orientation of the phone so it spins. You see the picture, but it is not the same as looking at it when it's in the right orientation. We've had a few who, after they come in and we show them what to do, they're fine with it. But there are some, especially people who have had connectivity problems one or two times, and they say, no, I don't want to do that. We've had some where we started off as a telehealth with the video, but because of connectivity, you start getting a frozen picture and whatnot. We've switched over to just audio. Now, that has some significant additional limitations going to just audio, but in some cases it is really vital because you can still put across a significant amount of information to a person using just audio. And we've had several situations where we have been able to get to a point of adjusting a person's medications. You talk to the pharmacy is able to deliver the medication to the person, and that ends up holding the person until you get an opportunity to do either a telehealth visit later or for that person to come in.
Going into the future, what do you hope your health center can do in terms of telehealth?
I think there is no turning back. There really is no turning back. We are going to have telehealth for the foreseeable future. There are going to be things that might be improved. Connectivity is one of those. One of the significant setbacks is when you have a connection that deteriorates. That is one of the most significant complaint that we've received from the care team, and it is, of course, one of the significant ones that we receive from patients as well, although for some, not being touched by their physician means that they didn't receive care. So there is that as well. I think that for established patients, telehealth is a significant plus. It does not replace in-person visits totally. There have to be the in-person visits where the provider can interact with the patient, get to know the patient, touch the patient. But for follow-up kinds of things, I think telehealth is with us to stay, especially as we improve the infrastructure. Behavioral health is another one, especially for things like therapy, where telehealth has been a significant plus for us. established patients, and again, it is the established patients. New patients, it hasn't worked that well for us. And the providers have, behavioral health providers have indicated that that leaves a lot to be desired. If we run into a situation where the person has their caseworker with them, then telehealth is okay for a new patient because the caseworker can fill in some gaps that the provider who is at a distance just looking at a picture might not get. But we're saying that the preferred for behavioral health is to use telehealth for established patients. It has been more effective there than for new patients, and this is essentially for the therapy. An issue here, especially here in Hawaii, has been that in some cases the patients do not have an appropriate environment within which to do telehealth. There might be in a household that is rather dense, so they don't have the privacy to do the telehealth. We've had some, especially junior folk, teenagers, having to leave the house and do their telehealth with their provider outside. We've had people who the providers could tell, or the care team could tell, that they probably are not able to say everything that they need to say. For instance, if you have a person who is in an abusive kind of relationship and you're looking at some lesions on the skin or something like that and asking questions about what happened there, some answers have not been forthright. So there are some limitations, but we don't see it going away. The other flip side that we talked about is also a significant one, in that when you have a provider at home, for whatever reason, you can still have that provider as being useful. They can still see patients. And in our case, where we have a significant number of people who require translation, you might have a community health worker who is stationed at one office supporting several offices using telehealth. You can have that community health worker at home. If they have an appropriate environment, they can still support interpretation or the interaction between the care team and the patient. So there are some flexibilities that have been brought into the practice, and we don't see those going away. Neither do we think that it would be appropriate for those to go away. I think as time goes on, some of the challenges are still going to be assuring that you have the security, assuring that you have, any time you have something coming into your network, there are question marks of, do you have unforeseen vulnerabilities? So we are on the lookout of that, making sure that we strive to maintain security. There is the environment that the person is in when they're doing the telehealth. That's another critical kind of thing amongst the things that we have to resolve.
That was Dr. Emmanuel Kintu of Kalihi Palama Health Center. He was talking to HVR's Jason Ubai about the challenges of telehealth at community health centers. Have anything to share about your experience with seeing your doctor during the pandemic? Call our talkback line at 808-792-8217.